Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
To growl like a bear on National Awkward Moments Day. This holiday should honestly be named after me. I always seem to have awkward moments, even if they're not even caused by me. I'll give you plenty of examples. Awkward like the time my dad was the chaperone at the preteen picnic and told all my friends not to throw their trizash on the grizzound. He said one of his favorite rappers in the early 1980s used to talk like that. Awkward. Or awkward like the time I thought my crush, Everett, was waving while I was walking around the track outside the gym, and he was playing soccer in the field. Turns out, he was swatting mosquitoes. Awkward. I could have played it off if I didn't yell out, "Hello, Everett." Ugh. Or what about the awkward time when my mom bragged about my first pimple on social media? She told everyone I was becoming a little lady. How'd I know? My BFF Sunny, her mom and my mom are friends on Facebook. Awkward. Oh, and there's more. There was one time in Spanish class, my teacher asked what H-O-L-A spelled, and I yelled out, "Hola," instead of "Hola." So awkward. I wanted to drop my Spanish class so bad after that and pick up French, but Dad said, "We're not quitters." Are your awkward stories awkward like mine? Hey, even the word awkward is awkward. Did you know awkward means an emotional state of discomfort with oneself? Which means everyone is responsible for their own awkwardness. Awkward! Oh wait, do you know what to do to get out of an awkward moment? No? Trust me, I gotcha. I've had to use these a bunch of times to get out of a bunch of awkward moments. The first thing you can do in an awkward moment is change the subject. Let's say you brought up an awkward moment. The first thing you can do is change the subject. Let's say you brought up an awkward moment. Like the time I told everyone that Sunny still sleeps with a blankie. I hurried up and changed the subject. Everyone moved on. Except for Sunny. She didn't want to sit next to me on the school bus for a week. Can't say I blame her. You could apologize. That happened when Cora used our mom's new and expensive eyeliner as a black magic marker. Awkward because Mom was still doing her makeup and only had finished one eye before Cory took her eyeliner to create his awkward work of art. Yikes! Or you could laugh off an awkward moment. Like the time my dad was in the garage and totally missed the nail with the hammer and hammered his thumb instead. Awkward, but ouch! I actually think my dad was laughing to keep from crying. Did you know that you can celebrate Awkward Moments Day? Yep, you can laugh at yourself. Did that. You can tell old awkward moment stories. Did that too. Or you can help someone else recover from their awkward moment. And always keep in mind that no one is perfect, ever. No matter the day, today, next week, or next month, everyone is going to have an awkward moment. See? Even the music cutting me off was awkward. It was telling me, quiet Clem, time to go Clem. Well, thanks for listening. And remember to celebrate every day because every day is a holiday. Bye!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.